With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades Carney. U.S. Senate candidates Republican Steve Daines and Democrat Steve Bullock squared off in a debate for the first time over the weekend. The bout focused on responses to the novel coronavirus pandemic. The two long-standing Montana figures each said Congress and the federal government should work across the political aisle during this time. But Daines and Bullock also sent a salvo of political attacks at each other in an attempt to sway voters to their side in one of this year's most closely watched elections in Montana and the country. The debate carried by the Montana Broadcasters Association was held over a video conference due to concerns of COVID-19. Senate incumbent Republican Steve Daines, a loyal supporter of President Donald Trump, was asked to rate the federal government's response to the pandemic. As of August 5th, the United States was among the 10 countries in the world reporting the highest deaths per capita tied to the disease, according to Johns Hopkins University.
President Trump has led boldly.
Republicans, including Daines, have criticized Governor Steve Bullock for what they say is a lagging pace in which the state is spending the $1.25 billion it received from the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act.
I'm not sure if he thinks there's advantage to hoarding it. It needs to get out quickly because Montanans are hurting.
Sitting Montana Governor Steve Bullock says his office has allocated $800 million of CARES Act funding that's available for expenses this year. He says Montana can't plan for what other help may or may not come out of Washington, D.C.
He fails to understand that at the end of the day, we have five more months. This pandemic's not going away, and we want to make sure to use that money wisely.
Bullock says there's been a lack of support and leadership at the federal level, and the federal government has politicized its response to the pandemic.
The same time that I was asking Montanans to stay at home and shelter in place so we could bend that curve, the president was saying we'll all be open by Easter on April 15th. The lack of a national test strategy.
The two-term governor said Montana's response during the pandemic has helped keep case numbers, deaths, and hospitalizations relatively lower in the state. According to analysis from NPR, Montana has reported 7 deaths due to the virus per 100,000 people. In comparison, Idaho, South Dakota, and North Dakota are around double that figure.
The way that I'll work in Washington is the same that I've worked in Montana, by bringing people together, by saying it's so much more important than sort of the political food fights of the day to get stuff done. And that's why I want to do this job.
Bullock previously said he didn't want the job. But after dropping his bid for president earlier this year, he decided to run for the Senate. Bullock's entrance into the race cast the contest into the national spotlight. Bullock held Montana's attorney general office for a term before seeking and winning the governor seat. Bullock won re-election to the executive seat in 2016. Daines previously represented Montana in the U.S. House of Representatives and is seeking a second term in the U.S. Senate. The outcome of the Daines-Bullock race could play a role in deciding which political party controls the U.S. Senate. Daines says voters should consider his work with President Donald Trump to pass tax cuts, new trade deals, and recently, the Great American Outdoors Act.
This election is the most consequential in our lifetime. It will determine who controls the United States Senate. It will determine the future of the United States Supreme Court.
Daines often attacked Bullock through criticism of national party figures in Congress. Bullock countered that this race is between him and Daines, and not those out-of-state political figures.
I'm running for Senate because Washington isn't working for Montana. It's working for the party leaders and the corporate special interests.
The general election is on November 3rd. Counties can now opt in to run the election through mail ballots, although in-person voting will still be available. I'm Corin Cades Carney, Montana Public Radio News.